Well, already I went through a brief period where if I didn't know who an author was and we were at like one of those signings, so we used to do a lot of those events. Mm-hmm. If I didn't know who an author was, but I was grabbing their book and getting it signed, or God forbid they gave me a free copy of a book, seeing how awkwardly I could get them to leave an inscription. So I have something from an author that wrote, I'm going to say, some weird fantasy at a Michigan literary conference, where I got them to write, they inscribed it to Jennifer. I hope you hate this book.
You sure otherwise, wasn't Scalzi?
Otherwise I want it back. No, but that would have been great. So he'd have written whatever, be like, I don't give a shit, I'm getting paid. No, it's this, I wish I could remember his name now too. He was very old. Very severe, very like stoic and straightforward.
So Resnick?
And yeah, not unlike Resnick. He was like a skinny Resnick with a fedora on. So I was like, yeah, I wanna inscribe it to my girlfriend. Well, she's about to be my ex-girlfriend. He was like, oh, that's nice of you. I was like, yeah, can you just inscribe it to Jennifer? I hope you hate this book. If you don't, I want it back. And he got through, I hope you hate this book, and he was already starting to look up at me. And then I said, and if you don't, I want it back. And he was like, do you want me to write that? I was like, if you would, please. And then he got to the end, and then he paused, and I was like, could you sign my name? Because it's going to be weird if that comes from you. You don't know her. And so he wrote Jer, but he misspelled my name. And then way underneath it, he signed his name. And I was like, cool. So somewhere in that, I've got to go find it. Some weird fucking fantasy that I've never read. But I want to really up the game. I want to do personal to me stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So to get you to listen all the way through this episode, folks, because this is apparently what we'll do it when you come, because you don't come for the actual answers to our questions. I'm going to read
Which
our
is
question.
Good, we're going to do that.
And then at the end, I'm going to tell a similar story about me and Clive Barker.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that. I love Clive Barker. Plus, he seems fucking crazy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Man. So we'll get to Pretty that exciting. After the question. There's your teaser, folks. Listen all the way to the end.
See? All it's right. Like she's a professional.
I just know how to tease. I'm a professional teaser.